Welcome to Women to the Wise. I am your host, Stephanie, and we have Felicia Hennessy here. And she has been just a special guest. Thank you so much for coming on. You're just going to be my partner, okay?
I love it.
Allison is a little MIA. She just, you know, she got really, really busy with a new job. And you know what?
That
that's
she's
just
loving.
Like, yes, yeah. That she's enjoying, she's loving. And it's just a different season in her life. And, you know, that's the way motherhood is, really,
always.
Right? You just got to adjust to things. And speaking to adjusting, today we're going to be talking about juggling. And that's literally what we do all day long.
Yep.
I feel like all I do is kind of just like juggle things, which one takes priority, which one doesn't.
But don't let any of them hit the ground.
But don't let anyone. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And you might have like 400 things like, you know, needing your time and needing your energy. But you're like, okay, I can only juggle probably 4 things at one time, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
The rest of them, just throw them extra high. Give them some extra time to hit the ground.
For sure. But especially juggling life in the during the holidays. I mean, that's always, to me, I feel like a stressful thing. And so I can only imagine, and I only have one. And I always say, like, I only have one kid. But it really, like, it really, truly, I can only imagine how it is for other families of, like, bigger families.
It truly is additional calendars.
Sure.
Each kid is their own calendar.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. So I know that sometimes I really want some more time in my day because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm praying for, like, can I just have an extra hour within this day? Instead of 24 hours, can I have 25 hours within the day? So I know with the cooler weather approaching and the holidays around the corner, I want to see what are some ways we can approach this without letting things fall. So I know we talked about this last week, but about the kind of mom you are, and that really has to do a lot with how you really attack these juggling these things, right? So I feel like I turn into a real alpha mom when I need to just get things done and be like on
you
top
need to
of
tick
things.
All the items off of that list.
Yes.
Yep.
And so I noticed that, you know, I have reminders for a reminder. Like I have a reminder in my phone to go and look at my calendar of the reminder I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get really, really like diligent with my calendar. What is it? My planner is always with me.
Yep.
It never stops. It just is like my little sidekick. And I don't say yes or no to anything without it. I always say,
same.
Like, I will look at my calendar.
Same.
When I'm not so busy, I usually say, you know what? I really think I can do that. I'll just confirm it, but I'm pretty sure it's a yes, you know. But when I'm really busy, I just like,
you can't say yes.
I'm not saying yes or
first.
No.
Yeah.
I will just let you know. I do notice that I plan meals a little bit more. I was just kind of thinking about it as I was doing some things, you know, doing the stuff for the podcast. I plan my meals out on Sunday so I can go to the grocery store on Monday so I can make sure everything, like I have an idea of what we're making that week, you know, what day we're going to eat out that week.
Same. I want to know what the kids want for lunch that week.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Yep. And I've been noticing that my son is not into the things that he was into. So I've been taking him grocery shopping with me just for snacks. Like, you tell me what you want for snacks.
Yeah.
But better yet, why don't you just go pick them out? So I don't pick the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So that laundry, like laundry is a big for me, like a must. Things just have to be done. So when I'm really busy, I notice that I have to have it done on Friday for the weekend. So I can just do the things on the weekend. But when I'm not so busy, I start it like Sunday late afternoon.
You're gonna die.
Maybe Monday.
I actually don't do laundry.
What? Oh, no, that's actually one of my questions I was gonna ask. Like, how do you kind of do that? How do you balance
that? My husband does the laundry. He has never ever liked the way that I do laundry.
Wow, really?
It's not a strong suit of mine.
Okay.
And even before we got married, before having kids, all the things, I would rather just go buy new clothes than do the laundry.
Do the laundry.
So that doesn't work for him. I mean, his work schedule is very different living here in Texas, but back home, he worked Monday through Friday, sure. and he had to have clean jeans and socks and all the things and multiple shirts and everything. He yeah. does flooring. That's messy. He'll come home with wood all over him. He's not going to stay in wood-covered clothing all day long. So he's got multiple outfits every day.
Yeah.
So he does all the laundry because I suck at it.
That is so – that is actually very interesting because that was a question that I had was, you know, do – when you tend to get more busier, do you hire things out? You know, I mean, I actually have heard of a laundry place, like a mobile laundry company that yeah. will come pick up your laundry. They will do your laundry and then they will bring it back all folded, all done. And I mean, you pay them by load. And that was like so cool for me. Or like meal prepping, you yeah. go and buy prepped meals.
Yes.
Cleaning people, you know, a cleaning company.
We had a cleaning lady. She was like a part of the family. She was amazing. Back home in California, she was with us for probably 8 years, forever. So I do miss having her. I don't have a cleaning lady here. Our house is also significantly smaller, and sure. I sure. just don't feel like the need for it the way that I did back home. I'm also not as busy away from the home here as I was there. Anyway, so we don't have a cleaning lady now, but I did for a very long time, and she was incredibly helpful.
Awesome. Yeah, same for me. I am very particular about my home. So as much as I love my house clean,
yeah.
but I can't find a good cleaning lady.
I've heard that here. I've heard that from so many people yes. that they can't find a good cleaning lady, company, whatever, that can consistently come in and not up the rate sure. and still do a really good job cleaning and sure. not feel like they have to go through and clean after. I've heard that here.
Sure. And, you know, something that I always feel bad with is that, you know, I do have an expectation, right, with my own home. And I just think to myself, you know, I put so much time into it. So how much more time would a cleaning lady need to do as well?
Yeah.
And so I've kind of, you know, done that analysis of time and the cost of it yeah. too. And I have paid, you know, like upwards of almost $300, like
that's
for
crazy to me.
Per time, just because I figured, you know, like, hey, they'll spend more time, they'll give more energy, you know, they'll do a better job. And it's just never to my liking.
Yeah.
And, but it's my house. So I'm like, you know what? It's just, this is a me problem and I need to just figure it out on how yeah. to do it. So I deal with it and I do my own stuff. But I noticed that, you know, my son is getting a little older and I am giving him more things.
Yep.
And so that was actually one thing is like, as a family, I feel like in this time, something that we could do is like divide and conquer. Yep.
Delegate it out.
And with me, I don't even know if it's culturally. I feel like it's a more of a cultural, like Hispanic, you know, Latin thing where the husband or the man just doesn't really do that yeah. side of it. They work. They do everything they can to provide. I mean, even my husband's like, you don't have to clean. I'll hire a cleaning lady. It's just me, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like I feel like he shouldn't ever clean. He shouldn't ever. And it's not that he doesn't. But I feel like, no, I'm the one that stays home.
Yeah.
I'm the one that is the wife here. I'm the mom. I need to do this.
Our dynamic has shifted with who's working a lot and who's not working a lot. Our dynamic is kind of.
It changes.
Yeah, it changes. It's fluid.
Yes. Yeah. It's gender fluid. So I mean, that's actually something that I would love to know with like families, just because, like I said, in my general family, like my dad did not clean. My yeah. dad did not do a whole lot in the home. My dad worked. My dad provided. You know, yeah. my dad
well,
did his thing.
Primarily, they'll maintain the yard. Mm-hmm. They'll take out the trash. Mm-hmm. There's right. Those gender roles.
Sure.
And I feel like it's probably different for everybody depending on what your financial roles are inside of your family as
That's
well.
True. That's
and
true.
Who has more time to do those things. I will say my husband does a lot more around the house than he did back home when he was the one working mm-hmm. a regular like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday job. Now
sure.
he's home a lot more and he helps a lot more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
My husband does, you know, he is home sometimes yeah. and sometimes he's not. But generally speaking, he just won't he'll like wash dishes. He'll help me with things. And he does cook.
Like, Ryan cooks. Will cook. My husband cooks and he cooks good food. He's a much better cook than I am.
I know. That's why I'm like, wait a minute. He really is great at grilling. That's what my husband does. So he'll make a really good steak. And yes. And I'm always like, can you just cook? Can you take
this but that's so helpful. If you're going to cook, my husband hates dishes. As much as I hate laundry, he hates dishes.
Oh.
So that is primarily me. And then it's also my older daughter's chore. So dishes are one thing I know he hates. So I try and keep that off his plate.
Yeah.
He tries to keep laundry off of mine.
That's very interesting that you say that because I noticed that there's some things that my husband and I, like he doesn't like certain things and he will take care of it. And like he doesn't like clutter and I don't either.
No one likes
which
clutter.
Which is like I'm a very clean person, but he's like he doesn't like anything on the counters. He doesn't like a lot of
like tchotchkes everywhere and the mail piling up.
Yes. And we have like a little area where it divides our living room and our kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's cabinets, but it just becomes like a like grab all, you know, like a landing area for everything.
Same.
And he's just kind of like, he doesn't say it. He just looks like.
But when that area gets out of control.
Yes.
You know, you need to sit down, open all the mail, see what actually is important.
For
like
sure.
There's definitely a pile that happens.
There is.
And there's a point when that pile just is out of control and you know you need to get it organized.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there's usually a to-do list in that pile.
There is actually on one side of it because there's a pillar in between it. But on one side of it, that's where my planner goes.
Yeah.
And on that side, on top of my planner, all the papers that have something on there that needs to go into the planner. If I'm not so busy, if I'm busy, I will do it right then and there.
Yeah.
But if I'm not so busy, it kind of collects the papers. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not doing anything right now. Let me just go ahead and jot everything down. But even then, it's like, it collects.
Yeah.
It collects.
Well, so I have a question for you because I know what my planner looks like. I've shown you my calendar on my phone.
Yeah.
And sometimes that thing is full.
It is.
But on my paper planner, is every little tiny thing throughout the day. Like, get plums from the grocery store.
Yes.
Send the directory to Elizabeth.
Oh, yes. Do,
like, all of these little tiny things.
Yes.
Order postcards. Like, everything. Every
Absolutely.
Little teeny tiny thing that I need to do is
Absolutely.
On there.
Absolutely. So, I actually use this app. We're not sponsored by them, but I use this app. And it's called Cozy. Cozy. COZI, I believe.
Okay.
Justin, if you want to pull that up. COZI is what I think it is. Cozy. And there is something, it's an app and it has like a list where you can make lists, a to-do list, a shopping list. It has, what else? It has a calendar on there. It has a function where you can pull up recipes and input it into the calendar. There's a lot of cool features. Sometimes I get like real like, you know, I'm going to totally use this. But I do use the function for the shopping list and the to-do list. And that's actually something that, yes, I'll put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I need to do this. But if there's something that I need to shop for that task or like for PTO, like they needed plates. I needed to put it in my shopping list in Cozy. That way I can make sure that it was marked off my calendar.
For those types of things, I am much more a paper person. I still take a paper list to the grocery store.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I just like it better.
I like paper.
And then I can crumple it up and throw it away and it's off of my plate.
I
never have to look at it again.
I will admit, I don't know why. I don't know how. It's just I lose my little paper things and I feel like like my little sticky note. And then I'm like, shoot, what was on the list? And like sometimes I find it in the car, that it dropped in between the seats and stuff. But I always lose it. So I'm like, okay, well, this app is like really working for me.
So you like the app to juggle your list of things, your grocery list, your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a hybrid because my phone is always with me, right? It's always on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So that calendar has to have absolutely everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have my paper calendar that has an even more detailed look at each day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also like I live and breathe by that calendar.
Okay, so you are hybrid.
Yeah,
yeah, you have a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess I do have a little bit of both, but the calendar, mostly my calendar is on my actual like physical calendar.
Do you have a family calendar like on your fridge or somewhere in your house?
You know, that's a really good question, but no, we don't. And we probably should, but we go from week to week. And whenever my husband is out of town, he usually tells me like, hey, I'm going to be gone these days. And I put it on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Or these days I'll put it on the calendar. And we more or less know what's going on that weekend. So, but that's usually week to week.
I got this really cool thing. I should have taking the time to pull up what it's called, but it's basically an acrylic calendar and it's a month and then it's a week and a shopping list and they are clear. So you can still see your fridge through this calendar.
Sure.
And it has these colorful like dry erase markers. And I've started putting the family calendar up on that. That way everybody can see it. Everybody knows when an orchestra event is or when tumbling class is or whatever
sure.
it is. It's all on there every single month and everybody can see it. And then I can have the kids go write what it is they want from the grocery store on the grocery list, what we're having for dinner each night,
that's a
what
really
lunches
good,
are.
Yeah.
But I like it because it's on the fridge where everybody looks all the time.
Sure.
But it's still really pretty.
That's really
it's acrylic and it's clear.
Yeah. I'm always for like a good mm-hmm. little calendar. I just feel like I'm the only one that's going to use it and nobody else is really going to like pay attention to it.
So
that's why I always kind of just say, well, I'm just going to do my calendar.
This is my attempt at getting the family the kids really to learn how to plan and use a calendar and put things on their calendar. Mm-hmm. And it is very helpful for my husband. We forget about my younger daughter's tumbling class all the time. We forgot about it last night. So it's something that
it's
has to go. It is always the baby. It has to go on the calendar where everybody can see it. Because I even got a reminder on my phone calendar that tumbling class was today.
Yeah.
And I said to my husband, don't let me forget tumbling classes today. And he said to me, don't let us forget tumbling classes today. And we both forgot.
And you both forgot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, with the holidays kind of approaching, that is something that I kind of wanted to get into just because, you know, we're kind of talking about our normal days, right?
Yeah.
But now with the holidays kind of coming around, it's going to just
extra
it's
hectic.
Really, really going to change the dynamics of the family time, if there is any, you know, and that's kind of the approach that I wanted to, you know, have with what we talk about is like, do you and your family intentionally slow down during this time or do you kind of ramp up? Because I know like you don't want to like miss out on things. So
I
kind of feel like I have the answer to this, but I wanted to ask like, do you kind of ramp up and say like, okay, here are all the activities and festive activities. And I know you have a little one too. And that's kind of, you know, more their thing anyways. Mm-hmm. But do you tend to like kind of ramp up or do you slow down a little bit?
Mm-mm. Nope. We roll
you
into
ramp
this
up.
Like hard and heavy and our weekends are jam-packed. I think I'm full until the end of November.
Sure.
And I know December is already full. It's just not on my calendar yet. But between all three kids with school and parties and friends and birthdays and sports, I know they're full.
Oh, yeah. And then band and mm-hmm. school activities. Mm-hmm. And no. I completely understand that.
I don't want to say no. So I just say yes, and I put it on the calendar.
I know. I have a hard time with that, too. Like, I don't want to say no, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I don't want to be overwhelmed as well. And I feel like since pandemic 2020, I've gotten a little bit more where I can say no.
Okay.
I feel more comfortable doing it. I don't want to, but I feel more comfortable saying no to things.
Yeah.
And so now because I do have a child that's getting older, he's 10, but someone that, you know, now he doesn't want to do things, you know, he's not into like the Santa and, you know, like all of that kind of stuff. So I don't feel like it takes the fun out of it, but I feel like now
it's
starting to become a little bit different where I'm not so much, you know, wanting to decorate and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Like usually I decorate for Halloween and my neighbor, I was outside and she's like, are you going to decorate? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Because then I have to take it down and I don't want to. I haven't even put like my festive wreath on. I think I still have my spring wreath on.
My mom was in town this past weekend, and she decorated my house for Halloween.
Oh,
because I was not going to.
No, that's awesome. Well, I do. I have a statistic. There was actually a study taken from the APA, which is the American Psychological Association, and they asked men and women the same question.
Okay.
And so the question was, in general, during the holidays, would you say the level of stress in your life increased, decreased, or stayed the same? And you can find that statistic on the APA.com, which is the American Psychological Association, but 31% of men said it increased, and 44% of women said it increased.
I would like to see this in more detail, because I would like to know.
There is a lot more detail.
Was it just meeting deadlines for work at the end of the year?
Yes. And, you know, the commitment to the family as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, balancing trying to be that. Present during the activities of family. And then so, but I just looked up, and I did look at all of it, and you guys are more than welcome to go on there. But the reasons for a woman were added celebrations for working moms, the work of the end of year deadlines for working moms, more cooking, cleaning, because family were coming in town or coming over, and you're hosting more parties, hosting the family, buying presents for everyone, buying the right presents for the kids, you know, because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Within the same study, they polled which one was the biggest stressors. And this is what I actually thought was really high and very interesting, was 67% said it was time.
There's not enough of it.
There's not enough of it. And we're all just trying to juggle this time, and obviously there's the stress, and then there's the kids, and then there's the work, and then there's the everything else on top of it. And so 62% was money. And I, what was really interesting to me was that time was over the money.
Yeah.
I honestly thought coming into this that money would have been over the time. So I thought of some ways, and I kind of looked on the internet as well, on multiple sites and blogs and stuff. Actually, there was one that I really enjoyed. It was basically called Juggling Life as a Mom. And so I kind of came up, because I feel like those statistics are really high.
Yeah.
They're very, very high. So let's not be a statistic. So some ways that I thought we could, attack this is set priorities for your family.
Yeah.
And one thing that I feel like I need to start being more diligent with, because Sean is getting to that age, and I know you have a couple that are getting to that age too, but, you know, what's really important, you know, like, hey, you guys, during this holiday season, you know, what are your top three things that you guys want to do, you know, as a family, or even like one with your friend, you know, one as you and your friend, and then a couple as just a family. What are your top three things? Let's go ahead and put those on the calendar, because I've, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, there's things that I like going on a hayride. I like doing these things. And I think my son loves it too, because he loved it when he was little.
Yeah.
But now he's not. So for me, it's just adjusting the calendar to what is really, you know, on their top priority list. So, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think that would be like a good one, or can you chime in?
No, I feel like adjusting and prioritizing is definitely key. And there's so much that ends up on the calendar, especially at this time of the year. We have Red Ribbon Week coming up. There's a different dress up day every freaking day of the week for that. And then you've got Halloween right after that. How many Halloween parties have you been invited to already?
Sure.
And then you roll right into, we have an election. Kids aren't in school that day. And then we've got Thanksgiving and
Absolutely.
Christmas. And how many dress up days are there for that? And Grinch Day and Wear Red and Green Day and just everything. And for all of those days, if you don't have something, you now have to put it on your calendar to order something or go out and buy something. And
for sure.
All the holiday parties at the kids' school. And what are you bringing? And I can't say no, so I'm always bringing something.
Me too. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yes. Most of the time I ask myself, I'm like, why did I sign up for this? Because if I didn't, then I would have felt bad and I would have had FOMO if I didn't go to this thing. And so
it's,
for me, I think I need to internally adjust what I want to do and why do I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know why I want to bring marshmallows to the class. Why do I need to add that? Do I want to help out the teacher in the class? Yes, I do. But if I don't bring marshmallows, someone else is probably going to bring marshmallows.
Exactly. And that was kind of my next point, is that it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's okay to I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you permission to say no. And I don't want you to say no to the things that you do want to do.
Yeah.
But say no to some things that you're like, you know what? It's really not bringing anything. And, you know, honestly, it's going to cause more stress than good. So it's okay to say no to things.
And some things that you do actually find joy in, do them.
Absolutely.
I do want to go and have lunch with my daughter at school for her birthday. I do want to sign up and read to her class.
Sure.
I like those things. I like seeing her face. I like the look on all her friends' faces when they see me. That I do really like.
Sure.
But if it's going to be stressful for me to show up to this school party for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. I don't need to do
it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, I agree. Well, and, you know, I know nighttimes get really busy too, right? Mm-hmm. Like your day is busy, but then the nights get busy as well. And I'm always like, I really do like cooking, but sometimes I get a little ahead of myself and I look at all of the great recipes that need to be done during the holidays and the Rice Krispie treats, like crazy stuff. Like, it's okay. Don't do it. You don't have to do it. Go and buy them, you know, because you can buy them.
Yeah.
And one thing for me is that the cooking during the holidays, I enjoy the cooking.
Yep.
I cook a lot but, you know, if I want to just go on a walk with my kid and my dog and go
have dinner
and look,
be a scaled back simple version.
A simple
that's
version.
That's okay.
Or like go and get some soup and sandwiches from the bakery or whatever there is locally, or a pizza, whatever it is. Order in and then do some fun activities with your family. Have just, that night, if it's like rainy or cold or whatever it is, just have some time with your family. Just, just be.
Has a spot on our calendar, 100%. And it's typically Thursdays because we have tumbling at night and it's just hectic and crazy.
Sure.
And so I know that we need a really easy, fast dinner that mm-hmm. everybody's going to like. So our go-tos are like the frozen orange chicken from Trader Joe's with the frozen stir-fried rice.
Yes.
Easy. It takes us 10 minutes to cook it up. All the kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one pan dish.
Sure.
That is easy for me. Yes. And I can serve it on paper
plates. It takes like 10 minutes. That's actually a favorite of ours too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're frozen gnocchi. I love their frozen edamame. They've got a ton of frozen stuff that mm-hmm. takes no time and it's still relatively healthy and everybody likes it.
Sure. So and everybody, yes. Everybody
a scaled
likes
back
it.
Dinner for sure has a spot on our calendar.
Yes. And so for me, it's always just, in the evening time, it's just finding the time, the dinner, the, homework, all
bath,
the things.
Instrument practice.
There's just
sports.
A ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you kind of just plan it and put it into your calendar, whether you're a calendar person or you're not, you're just a day-to-day, like, you know what, I'm going to live day-to-day. Put it on the calendar still, just
we
plan
should have
it
brought
out.
A non-calendar person on here to see what their life looks like. What do you do when you don't have a calendar?
I don't think I know a person that doesn't use a calendar.
I don't think I do either, honestly.
I mean, when I wasn't a mom, I didn't have a calendar.
No, because I had nothing to do.
I had nothing to do. I know. I had nothing
I
to
do whatever
really
I wanted.
Keep up with.
Yeah.
But now that I have, a child, I'm like very much, especially like a child that's in school. Well, no, even before that. Yeah. Ever since I had a kid, there was a calendar.
There's always something. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was a calendar. But I'm just trying to give ideas of really how to be kind of just more present, to slow down. It's okay to slow down during this time. I know that you don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything either. But just finding those priorities in your in your calendar, yeah. in your time as a family, and seeing what's important to everyone, not just what's really important to you and what's going to fill up your day. Because let's just be honest, it causes just more stress. Yep. And we don't want to be stressed during this time. I know that's something that I also had thought about is for the older kids, you know, giving them and delegating out tasks. That's something that I'm really, really struggling with, but I'm learning how to do just because I feel like my son's not going to do it the way I want it, right? And then I'm going to go back and do it again. But I feel like, no, this is the time that they need to learn. They need to learn about these tasks. They need to enjoy the holidays too.
I'm going to say something, but I'm going to preface with this. If you are listening with children, send your children away before I say this. You have three. You have two. You have one. Positive your kids are still here. When my older daughter found out that Santa was me and Dad, we then put her in charge of the Elf on the Shelf.
And I love that.
That little guy was a pain in my butt. I do not like him. I did it for the kids. And then once she found out, I was like, this is your job. Elf on the Shelf is you. And she was so excited. And she was such a better Elf on the Shelf person than I ever was. And she loved that she was the reason they were super pumped and excited in the morning, because she had found this creative thing to do with the elf. And that took so much off of my plate the whole month of December.
I love that.
I loved it so much.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So you can't, there are things that you can delegate to the kids, especially as they grow and get older, and then you don't have to think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is all about trying to just, you know, we're all juggling it, but if you can get some other help to juggle, yeah. you know, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? And so, yeah, I love that idea. What actually gave me the idea was my next door neighbor, she has two older children and two younger children. And so the older children are kind of taking over the tasks, you yeah. know, like her son is mowing the lawn. Actually, her daughter did it the other day. Her daughter loves, decorating. Yep. And so her daughter was out there decorating for the holiday, for Halloween. I mean, she her daughter's just the best too, her son too. But her daughter goes and takes the little ones while she cooks dinner. She took the little ones to the park and watched them for like 30 minutes. I mean, that is huge, you know?
Well, it teaches the older kids about being responsible and bringing joy to somebody other than themselves. Like there's a whole slew of positive messaging that goes into giving older kids responsibility for anything,
I was going to say anything. Kind of for life. Yeah. I mean, I think that this is not just like you getting some help during the holidays, but also them learning that life skill,
yeah.
you know, of helping the family of and that will help them in life.
Yeah.
So, and then also ask for help. You know, ask for help from a friend, you know, like, hey, can you pick up the kids and do this with them while I go and do this? And then we can switch off one yeah. day, you know, yeah. like that was something that when Sean was little, that was something that was really, really cool in the subdivision that we were in, that we would all kind of just trade off with kids and one would watch them, you know, for a couple of hours one time, and then the other one would watch them for a couple of hours the other time.
Yeah.
And it was like life when they're little and you're not taking them to daycare but you're all stay-at-home
moms.
That's
a hard thing for a lot of families to ask for is
help.
And my son's little group of buddies, they all are really good at saying, hey, we're all going to the same birthday party. I can take them. You pick them
for
up.
For sure.
And I love that because then all five of us don't have to drive to the same spot when we're coming from the same spot too.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. So I don't feel like that's necessarily asking for help. That's just simplifying everybody's life. So everybody appreciates it. But I think you have to get to a point where you are kind of forcing interaction between the other parents. That way you do have help.
Sure.
And I'll grab my daughter's friends from the social or whatever it is that we're doing and take them home because I'm already there. I'm volunteering. I can grab them all and bring them home and that's not a big deal to me. But you know what's funny? Some of them don't ever ask.
They don't.
I say, hey, I'm already here. I can take your kid. Shoot the teacher a message. Otherwise, they're not going to let me take your kid. But they won't ask unless I offer. So I try to make it a point to offer.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree with that. I'm not one, and I'm saying this, all of this, because this is advice that I'm going to take myself this season. But I don't ask for help. I don't ask for help a lot. I was just sick, you know, really, really sick a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't want to bother anyone, you know? I mean, I was like, I really wish somebody would bring me some food right now. But I'm not going to go and ask somebody. Yeah. But I know that if I would have called someone, they would have, you know? Yeah. I know that there's friends out there that would have done that. But I don't. And so here is our call to action, you know? It's okay to ask for help. Ask for help, you know? And, you know, in closing, I feel like don't let the juggling of life during any season, any season, not just this holiday season, but just life in general, get in the way of what's really important. You know, this season of life, just being a mom, you know, these little ones, they gave us that title. So they need us. They don't need like all of these activities. They just really need us, you know? They need us within the activities, but don't overcomplicate it, you know? And I'm saying this to myself, you know? Yes. I'm not saying this to like preach to the choir. I'm saying this because I'm taking my own advice. And no matter what age they are, just enjoy them. Just enjoy the time with them, so, whether they're young or older.
Calendar. Simplifying and prioritizing what goes onto the calendar. Delegating out tasks to either older kids, spouses, friends, whoever, and just making that family time really count.
Yes, I agree. So I hope that helped. I know it helped me just researching and everything, because we don't want to be a part of the statistic. And thank you for, you know, breaking it down. We don't want to be a part of that. We want to enjoy this time, enjoy the season. Yeah. That's really what it's about. The season, it's supposed to mean something, you know, the family time, the togetherness, you know, the gratefulness, Thanksgiving, being thankful for things, you know, Christmas, you know, the whatever you believe in. But like for me, it's the birth of Jesus, you know, he's the reason for the season. It has nothing to do with presents. But on the next episode, I do want to talk about how to kind of, I know that a little bit was time, and there was a high percentage that went into money. And I know presents and gifts are a big thing, you know, coming into Christmas. And so let's not get bogged down with that. And so I was able to come up with a lot of different ways, free things too, or less expensive things to bring in the holidays with your family.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Women to the Wise. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Felicia.
Have a great day.